Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
How's the fat coming off?
Does this dress make me look fat?
How much do I weigh now?
How do I look so young? A complete vegetable diet. And lots of makeup.
I can't stop eating.
467 pounds of pure love.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, proper physical fitness is more than just a matter of wanting to look good or feel great. If you're a Christian, have you thought about taking care of your body as an act of stewardship? Well, during the next half hour, I want you to meet a really remarkable man. He's a Christian physician who cared enough for his patients to give them proper medical care, but he didn't really learn the value of becoming a health steward until a battle with cancer and a struggle with his weight that resulted in him losing nearly 300 pounds in less than a year and without surgery. Well, you'll meet this amazing man next here on Homeward. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today we're talking about being a health steward. And do we have a great guest for you, Dr. Nick. He is with us today. And Dr. Nick is someone who actually, I've seen the pictures. The pictures are right in front of me. He weighed 467 pounds. Yes, 467 pounds. And today he's sitting across from me and he doesn't weigh anything close to that. Dr. Nick, welcome to our program.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Now, the fact is you weighed 467 pounds. I mean, I'm looking at photos that show this big guy at a baseball stadium, and today you're not exactly 467 pounds. What is your story?
467 pounds of pure love. I was a big man with a bigger heart. Jim, it's fascinating to look back because even as I look at those pictures, I don't recognize myself. It's something that anyone who struggles with their weight is good at, a gift known as self-denial. And I progressively was able to accomplish that. And it wasn't until I straddled two scales, since the button on one went doink right up to 350. It wasn't until I straddled two scales that I came to the realization that I actually weighed as much as I did.
And actually, there was a medical condition that was one of the things that made you kind of look at this. Is that right?
Well, for me, the wake-up call came in a very blunt and very serious manner in that a few years ago, I had the privilege, I can tell you now, of being diagnosed with testicular cancer. At a relatively young age, I had the opportunity to face my mortality head on and be able to have the privilege of looking straight into a mirror and come to the realization that here I was. I had dodged the cancer bullet, and yet I came to the realization that I was literally eating myself to death and committing a slow form of suicide. And it was through cancer that the Lord woke me up to the reality that my physical health is my most precious physical possession from Him. And what was I saying about my relationship with God by carrying around a 467-pound daily burden? And it really was a wake-up call through the diagnosis of cancer that helped me come to my senses.
Now, what I understand is that baseball had something to do with helping you lose this weight. You got to tell this story.
Well, you know, I love America, and I love America's pastime, and it's been a lifelong fantasy of mine to go to every major league ballpark, and I love traveling. There's no happier place for me than being on the road. And so after lots of prayer and deliberation, I believe God gave me the idea and the conviction and the strategy to combine doing something fun with something that would be great for my health. And so I came up with this concept of a distraction from deprivation and decided to set out on the ultimate health pilgrimage. And over the course of 1 year, I went to all 50 American states. I drove 38,000 miles. I went to every major league ballpark in America, attended major league baseball games in every stadium in the United States and in Canada, and through a very aggressive diet, lost an incredible 270 pounds.
That is amazing. And there are pictures of you kind of as you've lost the weight at different stadiums. How were you feeling physically at this time as you started losing this weight?
Well, you know, it was an interesting transition because initially it was miserable. It was very difficult. I almost went through a withdrawal phase. But as momentum garnished and as I started making headway in my diet, there was a tremendous amount of euphoria because I was liberated.
Nick, what did you learn about your faith?
I came to the conviction that in order for me to change my weight, there were things about my life you had to change. And my message, my book, my teaching could probably be summarized in one sentence, and that is you have to change the way you see before you can change the way you look. And one of the new perspectives that I came to and one of the realizations that I came to is that I was actually probably using food in a way that God never designed food to be used. God never intended for food to replace him in my life. Food is not my companion. Food is not Valium on a plate. Food is not where I turn to deal with my boredom. I believe the Lord intends and desires to have that place in my heart. And so I came to a conviction during this process that I was practicing a form of food idolatry. And certainly as a physician and as a believer, I was a hypocrite. And I was preaching the gospel of good health, but I was practicing very poor health. And the Lord taught me that in order to honor him, I had to do so through practical means. And that is where this whole concept of health stewardship, and that is where this whole concept of caring for the gift of health that God has given me as being the primary motivation of what my experience was all about.
So you're really talking about a right attitude of physical, emotional, and spiritual fitness in many ways.
Absolutely. And you know, I believe America is awash and saturated with strategies of how to. To me, the issue is not a matter of how to as much as why to. And the Lord taught me, I believe, what appropriate motivation I need to have. The strategy, certainly, of how we go about losing weight is important. But for me, from the beginning, it's always been about losing weight and never finding it again. Mm-hmm. And for that process to be a permanent one, there was a lot of change and a lot of inventory taking that I had to go through.
So now that you've lost the weight and you brought this up, what then? You know, how have you kept it off?
Well, it's a matter of going through a process. I had to rewire my hardware while I was on the aggressive phase of the diet. But I had to come to the realization that what I did during the diet was a transition. The most important thing is what we do the day we reach our goal weight. And one of the most important things that I've come to discover is I now focus on eating when I'm hungry. And I've rediscovered, for example, what the hunger mechanism is all about. Anybody out there who struggles with their weight knows if they take a look at themselves and take an inventory of their hearts, that many times they will eat for reasons other than to satisfy hunger. There's a multitude of reasons, from loneliness, isolation, guilt, boredom, whatever it is. If we could learn how to eat for the right reason, I believe that is one of the key issues. And then the process of eating. I used to eat to the point where I packed my stomach like it was a cannon, looking for that post-Thanksgiving meal feel every day. Right. Now I learned to eat to the point of satisfying my hunger, not packing my stomach. And I am convinced of the concept that if you learned how to eat and if you learned why to eat, that what you eat is important. But we spend so much time focusing on diet, I am convinced diets don't work because their focus is the stomach. The real focus needs to be on the mind and on the heart.
Great, great insight. We're talking about being a health steward, which is very different than diets, and yet the book is called My Big Fat Greek Diet. When we come back, I want to ask Dr. Nick, because Greeks love to eat and they love to party, and I got to find out how you're still maintaining this, and I know you do it a little bit through these 7 pillars of weight loss success. Very good insight.
And we will look forward to hearing part 2 of today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast in just a moment from the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. You're listening to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. Jim's in-studio guest is Dr. Nick Efantides. This is a guy who has a remarkable weight loss journey, and it's always inspiring, too, when you see a healthcare professional, especially a medical doctor, who used to be morbidly obese and smoke cigarettes, say, wow, I was really good at giving advice, I just wasn't very good at taking it. When he started putting his own advice into practice, he lost over 200 200 pounds, quit smoking, improved the quality of his health and life, and wrote a book about his experience called My Big Fat Greek Diet, which is a book that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends. Now, Homeward is here, and not just the health and nutrition side of things. There are so many different ways that we are here to help equip you to become a better parent. One of them involves stewardship. We've created a brand new set of tip sheets called, when you go to homeward.com, keyword steadfast. Our friends at Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, have partnered with us to create these tip sheets that have biblical principles that will help you teach your kids about saving and spending and giving and investing. So go to homeward.com, keyword steadfast, for more information on these brand new tip sheets about stewardship.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Mom, have you seen my brush?
Ask your sister, dear.
You mean you let Heather borrow it?
No, what I meant was that your sister
had it. You always let Heather steal my stuff. Oh, I hate you!
Oh, yeah. Parenting can be frustrating at times. And what often keeps us going through the difficult times is the myth that there's actually a place this side of heaven where no conflict resides. Well, think again. At best, parenting is delayed gratification. But it's also the highest calling on earth. Think about it. You're in partnership with God to bring His children into the world and then to help Him make them all that they're meant to be. Oh, sure, I can think of more enjoyable ways of spending my days.
Mom, have you seen my Hurley shirt?
Ask your sister, dear.
You mean you let Tina steal my favorite top?
No, what?
Oh, my gosh, I hate you!
I love you too, Heather.
But I can't think of anything more worthwhile. I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot. Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today we're talking with Dr. Nick about being a health steward. He's the author of a great book. It's called My Big Fat Greek Diet. He weighed 467 pounds. Yes, 467 pounds, and now lives at an ideal weight. Dr. Nick, I was kind of teasing with you, but I have great friends who are Greek, and they love to party. I love to go to these Greek events, and they eat and eat, and they have fun, and they celebrate, but they eat a lot.
Yeah, it's a cultural dimension. And, you know, that's one of the other issues that I wanted to just touch upon, because I think obesity is a complex issue. And, you know, I can stand here and tell you with full disclosure, if there was a wrong reason to eat, if there was a factor that contributed to somebody being overweight, yeah. As a 467-pound man, I was guilty of absolutely all of them. And right. The cultural dimension is one of them. Yeah. For us as Greeks, when we get together, it's a celebration of kinonia. Food is at the center. Right. You get together, you break bread, and you cut meat, and you eat baklava. It's the whole process. And to me, there is nothing wrong with making food palatable, and there is nothing wrong with it being a dimension of celebration. But when you turn to food as a celebratory party between you and the food and eat it in that context, that is not the appropriate way in which we should be pursuing.
Yeah, that really is the big difference. And one of the things I was saying was that, you know, you've lost this weight and you've done it through something that you have in your book called The Seven Pillars of Weight Loss Success. Mention a couple of those pillars.
Well, I've mentioned one of them because I'm going to mention it again because I really feel that it's the fundamental one, and that is pillar number one, that you have to change the way you see before you can change the way you look. Yeah. For me, it's about having an entire new perspective. My book is titled My Big Fat Greek Diet because we wanted the world to know, yes, this is a dietary book about losing weight. If I had my druthers on my own, maybe I would have called the book My Big Fat Greek Miracle, because that's what I consider myself to have experienced and to have gone through. But to me, number one, anybody who is serious about losing weight needs to know that it's going to mean changing your life. And if you're not ready to make those changes, don't even embark on the process. Another pillar is you've got to exercise. Exercise is not an option. And part of the new perspective that I went through, I can truly tell you that I went from a physician working over 90 hours a week who was convinced and rationalized the fact that I did not have time to exercise. My new perspective now, Jim, is I don't have time not to exercise. For me, it's become a matter of life and death. It's become an investment into my future. The irony is that with the course that I was on in the past, I would have had time to do nothing because I was on a crash course for a premature death. in spending the time at the gym and spending the time in making the investment as a good steward, though there are no guarantees, and the Lord is sovereign and he's going to be in control of the timing of my life and when it ends, I want to honor him by doing the best job possible of prolonging and extending this wonderful celebration I call life. And I have a responsibility of making an investment, and part of that responsibility is making the time on a daily basis to get to the gym.
Dr. Nick, as you talk about this, I'm thinking of somebody who says, you know what, I haven't exercised in a long time. What do you suggest to that person who needs to get up off the couch, first of all, and just get out? Do they walk? Do they go to a physician first? Do they get that membership at the gym? What's the easiest way to get going?
Slowly. Yeah. You start slowly. And as a man who used to weigh 467 pounds, for me, exercise was lifting a fork to my plate or pulling myself up to a table. I started on a treadmill in the gym, going 1.5 miles an hour and progressively increased from there. I will say, and as a physician, it is absolutely responsible for me to make mention of the fact that anybody, especially folks who I would say have more than 50 pounds to lose, should not do so in isolation. This is not a trip, and that's another pillar, by the way. This is not a journey that one should travel alone. Accountability, support, and the involvement of others is an absolute crucial component of that. Partnership with a medical professional is an absolute necessity. There are many of us who are overweight, who have underlying medical conditions that need to be assessed prior to embarking on an aggressive both weight loss as well as exercise routine. So yes, consulting with a physician, starting slowly and setting realistic goals. Jim, for a guy who could barely make it up a flight of steps a couple years ago, I recently got back from climbing the tallest mountain in the continental United States, Mount Whitney, that I was able to do with ease. If I had started or even tried to climb Mount Whitney on the first day of my diet, I would have died about, 1% into the trip. Versus now, that kind of exertion has come naturally because it's a daily process that I had to go through.
You also talk about it as one of your pillars that it's a lifelong journey. And I know for some of us, we want to lose weight immediately and just get it over with and then, kind of go back. But in many ways, how do we have the vision to make that lifelong journey?
It's an absolute investment in that. Thank you for the segue. Is pillar number 7 is realizing that this is a journey that is going to last for a lifetime. And part of the reason that diets don't work is that people embark on them, thinking of them as being merely this temporary period of deprivation. Once that temporary pain is over with, I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing before. Obviously, in most situations, the weight not only comes back, but you end up finding even additional weight when you do that routine. And it's a very unhealthy yo-yo dynamic that people go through. And so for me, from the beginning, there has to be that realization. Again, I will say it's not about losing weight. It's about losing weight and never finding it again, thereby knowing and being deliberate, both within yourself and without yourself, with the help and support of other people, to know that this is something that is going to change the entire course of your life and the routine of your daily behaviors.
We started at the beginning where we were talking about the fact that you had a scare with cancer, and it kind of woke you up to the fact that there were some things that needed to be changed. And I hear that a lot, where people who have dramatically lost weight, they've had a heart attack, they've had some kind of a problem, and then they do it. How do you help the person who says, I need to lose that 25, that 50 pounds, but they don't have cancer.
Sure.
Right now, they don't have any kind of a heart event taking place in their life, and they don't seem to be able to get that motivation to go to that step to make that change. What do you say to that person?
Real quickly, and that really becomes the crux of the issue. To me, it's all about having the right motivation. And ultimately, as a guy who spent his daily routine telling patients, do as I say, not as I do, mm-hmm. I'm so grateful and so thankful of being to now able to proclaim, do as I say and as I've done. And I think people need to realize extra weight is going to have deleterious consequences. For me, it's a matter of love. It's a matter of motivation. To the parents out there, I would ask the question, who do you love more? The food that you're eating inappropriately or your children? As a new father, part of my motivation is to be here for as long as I can and for as long as the Lord will allow me, for both my wife and my child. And staying fit and being healthy and losing the weight and maintaining that weight loss for me has become a deliberate act of love. There is no question in anybody's mind that having excess weight, even an extra 20 or 25 pounds, is going to have deleterious consequences. It becomes a dilemma the longer we carry it, the longer we go into life. And so for me, having that right motivation, and all of us are going to be motivated by different things. And that's one of the things that I discuss in the book, is challenging, encouraging, and mentoring people through the process of finding that special something that will motivate you to do the right thing.
And it really comes down to being a health steward. We need to be stewards of our spiritual life, our physical life, our emotional life, and this is a great conversation that we can have for many of us who really need to become health stewards. And there's some people who have some work to do. There's also some people who can come to our website. This has been a great conversation. Nick, I've got to have you back because I'd love to talk about the fact that kids today are also obese, and we as parents have to help our kids make some right and wise decisions. Can you come back next time?
Absolutely. It would be a blessing to do so. Great.
And that concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Dr. Nick Ifantides here on the Homeward broadcast from the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. Today's program is called Raising Healthy Families. I mean, it's very, very simple what we're talking about. And Dr. Nick Ifantides knows what that's all about. We just call him Dr. Nick. He's written a book called My Big Fat Greek Diet. It's well worth the read, and Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends it. And of course, we'll continue this conversation on the next edition of the program. But Jim, in closing, we've got a couple of resources to talk about, and they tie into something that you bring up that's very important. This is a faith issue. This is a spiritual issue as well as a physical issue. Talk about what you mean about that.
Well, you know, the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what the scripture says. And many times as parents, you know, children see, children do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talk about wanting to help our kids. And as we talked about in this program, obesity is a real problem.
Yes.
Well, you know, for some of us, this is where the rubber meets the road. Some of us have to make some very important, what I would say, spiritual decisions about our own life and our own health and our, well, frankly, our own weight, so that we can help our kids make those right decisions. And in many ways, the legacy of faith continues to the next generation, yeah. Even talking about our bodies being the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I've got three points that I want to bring up that really come out of what Dr. Nick has been talking about. First of all, is change the way you see before you change the way you look.
Mm.
You know, too often we focus on, you know, the external things, but we really don't have a lot of control over that. Well, Scripture says that while humankind looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. And I think sometimes it's more of a heart problem than it is, you know, eating one more Snickers bar, frankly. That means that we have to take a good look at what's inside our hearts before we can improve our physical and our emotional and our spiritual health. Secondly, is don't do this alone, especially when there's big problems like what Dr. Nick had. Accountability is a crucial part of the Christian life. It's accountability that's going to help a person grow spiritually, emotionally, but it's also accountability that's going to help a person deal with the physical issues. And I think this, what he calls pillar of weight loss success, is something for all aspects of our life. Thirdly, is realize that this is a lifetime journey. I mean, walking with the Lord is an ongoing process here in this life so that we can have fellowship with Him in heaven. Yeah. Well, the same thing with the way we are stewards of our health. It's silly to go on in some diet, lose all the weight, and then think we can go back to the way we were eating before we were ever skinny. So it's a lifetime journey. We have to become health stewards, and that's a part of our discipleship as well. And Roger has information on Dr. Nick's great book and also a brand new tip sheet that we've created on these seven pillars of weight loss success.
Well, it's easy to get a copy of the tip sheet. All you have to do is go to homeward.com. You'll see an icon near the top of the banner there, right where you see the banner. It says the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University. Drop down a little below that and you'll see an icon that says Articles and Media. And when you go to the Articles and Media section, that's where you get access to all the tip sheets. And you can just type in that seven pillars keyword and that'll take you right to the tip sheet Dr. Jim Burns just mentioned. Also, of course, Dr. Nick's book, My Big Fat Greek Diet, is one that we highly recommend. It did come out a few years ago, but it's still got practical principles that you can start putting into practice even today. And remember, we talk about emotional health as well as physical and relational and spiritual health, and being a key issue for us here at Homeward. And that's why Dr. Jim Burns recommends the book, My Big Fat Greek Diet. That's why your prayers and financial support are also so important to us here as well. And as we are here at the start of a brand new year, we would love to hear from you. Drop us a line. Let us know what you think of the program. Let us know if you can support us financially. You can give a gift online through our secure website at homeward.com. But we would love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear from you even today.
Thank you, Roger. And Homeward is a ministry dedicated to encouraging parents and building families.
This process involves improving your emotional, physical, relational, and spiritual health. Take advantage of the literally thousands of materials available in our resource center. We create them to help you and your family grow closer in these key areas of life. It takes a certain measure of partnership to strengthen the bonds in a family, and just like it requires prayer, community, and stewardship to keep Homeward going and growing strong on the air and online. Thanks for standing with us financially when you send a tax-deductible donation to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. And make sure you join me again next time. Dr. Nick will be in studio once again. And now that he is a new dad, we'll have a father-to-father discussion about raising healthy families. So be sure to join me again next time. Till then, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.